Hello and welcome to another episode of the NRL podcast. A couple of very special guests here all the way in Port Moresby. Manly duo, Jake Trbojevic, and the most popular man in Moresby, Daily Cherry Evans. What about you today? You got swarmed by kids at these schools.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It's my first time up here and it certainly hasn't disappointed. They're absolutely fanatical about rugby league and yeah, I felt very special today.
Is that what it's like in Manly, Jake? You just walks around everywhere.
King of Manly.
The last time you were on this podcast, you were telling me, actually it was in the middle of the club's salary cap situation, and you came up with a solution. You said, well, if this bloke takes a pay cut, you'll be right.
That was my brother who said that.
Oh, that was Tom, was it? Are you sure? I think you're trying to run the bus. Sounds like something Tom would say. Well, boys, before we get into it, obviously, congratulations on selection, but for you, Daly, it's been a little while between drinks, representative-wise, in the green and gold. Can you talk me through your emotions when Mal told you you'd be back in the fold?
Yeah, mate, it's one of those phone calls I'll never forget. Not too dissimilar from the situation with Kevy calling me for Origin this year. Both phone calls I'll never forget and very, very special. For anyone in life, when you're trying to aspire to do something and you have to wait so long to do it, there's just something about it just being a bit extra special the longer you wait. So having a taste of it all those years ago and being able to get back in the fold now, it's really special and, yeah, I'm very honoured to be back.
Did you think you'd been written off, Daly, or you thought your time was done?
Pre-Origin selection this year, it was certainly lingering around. I wasn't sure if I was going to get there again, and I felt like I was playing good football that may have warranted a jersey. So, it was a bit confusing there for a bit, but certainly getting back in the Origin fold gave me a lot of confidence to achieve this squad. I certainly had my eye on it for the back end of the year, so it's really pleasing to be back here.
Jake, I was with you at the time when we were in the New South Wales camp when Daly got picked in the Queensland side, and all the talk, all the questions you were asking were about him and his personality and, you know, why it's taken so long. How's that been, you know, to watch him sort of wait that long, and you had your chance and to see him get his chance again? How was that for you and to go through that?
Yeah, no, we're obviously really happy for him, you know. He's our great mate and we see how hard he works at training and, you know, he's a great captain for us. So obviously we knew how much he deserved the jersey there for Queensland, and see him get it was obviously awesome news for, you know, not only himself or us, but, you know, for our club. And, you know, we've seen how hard he's worked, you know, the last few years, and, you know, we're really proud of him. And then see him take his opportunity the way he did in game three was obviously pretty special, you know, and he sort of proved a few people wrong, I reckon. And I think, it was great to see. On a result aside, I was happy for him.
How's it for you? Because you've had to defend him against questions from people like me and asking, you know, what's Daly like and has he deserved this little hiatus? Do people see different Daly to what we see?
Oh, well, we're obviously great mates with him. So when people sort of say stuff about him, we just don't believe, like, you know, it's stupid. It's obviously frustrating at times when people don't know him and they say things about him because, you know, he's our captain and we see how hard he works and how hard he trains and, you know, what the club means to him and what the players around him mean to him. So, I think, yeah, just seeing him get the jersey there for Queensland now back in the Aussie team, it's special and a testament to, you know, the way he plays and the way he trains.
Daly, why do you think it's taken so long to get back?
Obviously, Queensland's success has had a lot to do with it. They have never had to make too many bold changes because of the results. So, you know, I knew I had to be patient, and obviously there's a lot of great halves in Queensland. So every year you'll see at least sort of 3, 4, 5 players get named in contention before the series even begins. So this year I knew the door was certainly open a bit more because of the retirement of the two great players of JT and Cooper. So to not get first crack was certainly a little bit deflating, but I knew I just had to be persistent and make sure that I was doing the best I could at Manly, and eventually my opportunity would come. So it's all been well worth the ride, that's for sure.
Did you ever feel that there were people there who didn't want you in that side?
Look, there was certainly a lot of talk about that in the media, so I've never been told to my face that something like that existed, but I mean, there was certainly a bit around in the papers. So, you know, I guess it's a tough one because, you know, until you're really told, It'd be silly for me to believe everything I read in the paper.
Mm. Do you look back at your time and think, I wish I did things differently? Or obviously some great halves and some great players in that side and kept you out of it, but do you look back at it and think, I could have done this differently? Or
Absolutely not, to be honest. Yeah. I've always maintained that everything I've done is, you know, the person that I've always been, and I've never tried to be someone that's going to rock the boat or isn't out there trying to win a game of footy. So I wear my heart on my sleeve and like to think I train just as hard as anyone else, and you know, my goals and ambitions are to win footy games, and certainly have a good time while doing that. So you know, maybe along the way I have upset people, but it certainly hasn't been intentional.
I haven't seen what you're like on a training field day to day. Is your desire to win sometimes looked at as something that it's not?
I don't know. I'm pretty competitive, so I reckon that can probably upset people because I'll go pretty hard to win.
I honestly see him train. He's honestly first out there. He's one of the last to leave. Helps out young blokes around him. So very competitive, you know, and puts his best foot forward on the training field and during the, you know, when we're out there playing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to rep footy a bit later. Can you tell me about what you expect to go back to in clubland? Because no one sort of knows what's happening at Manly. It's been a tough year there. I know, Jake, you're a huge fan of Trent Barrett, but increasingly it looks like he won't be there. What's your thoughts on what's happening at the club?
It's a tough one. You know, we've been talking about it. We're roommates on this this little tour of PNG, and we've been talking quite a lot about it, and we don't really know. Hey? It is quite tough. You know, obviously we're both massive fans of Trent Barrett. You know, he's been really good for us the last 3 years. I reckon we both learned and improved so much under him. You know, our games have both gone to another level as a result of playing under him. You know, he's such a great coach, and it's sad that he won't be there. And you know, I wish he would be there for a few more years. You know, Daly's the same. Obviously, we love playing under him, and it's quite scary not knowing what's happening moving forward.
When did you realise something wasn't right? That just things weren't going along the way they should have.
Oh yeah, probably during this year. Obviously, wasn't the best year. Sort of a lot of stuff sort of went wrong, and then when we found out that, you know, Baz wasn't going to be there next year, it was tough. Like, it was honestly really tough, and we talked quite a lot about it. And we took it pretty hard because, as I said, we're both and all the boys, massive fans of Baz. He's such, not only is he a good coach, just such a quality guy. You know, he's just a good clubman, good person to have it at your club. So like, any club that's got him there is obviously going to be better for it. And yeah, it was tough. Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Just on the back of what Jake said, it's the unknown that probably scares us. We've just been so lucky to have a coach that's undoubtedly taken our game to another level. And, you know, I certainly don't think that the next coach won't be able to do that. But when you've got a good thing, sometimes you really don't want to let it go. And that's the situation we're in now. And I know, regardless of who's there moving forward, that, you know, me, Jake, the rest of the team, we're going to put our best foot forward and we're going to want to win. But it's just probably, it's been a great 3 years under a good person. And, you know, we really were blessed to have him at the club, and selfishly, what he was able to do to help us become better football players.
Bailey, on the outside, we all assume that you're the captain of the club, that you know what's going on. How across all this are you?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I've got a good relationship with the coach, so I guess I know a bit more around how he's going and what he's been through. But yeah, I've never really been involved with the sort of running of the club, and that's fine with me. I'm sure there are captains that have quite a heavy involvement in management and retention and recruitment and stuff like that, but I certainly, I'm certainly not too heavily involved in that sort of stuff at all. But you know, if I'm ever asked, I'd be more than happy to give an opinion, because it's a place that I care about and I just want to see it do well.
Do you guys feel let down a little bit through this period, to be not kept in the loop and not knowing who your coach will be in a matter of a couple of weeks when you return to pre-season? Is it hard to cope with? You feel let down by the club?
Oh, look, I'm not let down that I don't know what's going on. That's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm paid to play. That's my job, is to perform well every week for the Manly club. So in that regard, I'm certainly not disappointed. But, I mean, we're not the first club to ever go through coaching situations and a coaching change. So I guess, you know, what's probably most disappointing for me is that we seem to be one of the only clubs that have these things take longer to deal with. I mean, the Panthers situation, I guess, wasn't an ideal situation for their club, but they had it dealt with within weeks. I mean, we're talking months at the moment, what we're going through. So I just think as a club, we could, you know, maybe do things a little more efficiently. And once we do that, our fans and our supporters can move on quicker, and we can give them something good to think about and something to look forward to.
Do you guys feel you have a voice at the club? Is it heard?
Oh, we've definitely got a voice, yeah, without doubt. I don't know how much it's heard with the coaching sort of thing. Obviously, it's been a tough few months and that sort of thing. We honestly don't really know what's happened. Like, we've been coming to you to ask what you're hearing, you know? Like,
you're blushing, mate. Oh, mate.
That's why I haven't spoken to you for weeks.
No, but we've definitely got a voice, But yeah, not too much of this coaching thing. Obviously, it has been hard on us. Obviously, yeah, we would love Vaz to stay, but yeah, that's the way it's gone.
So who do you want coaching Manly in 2019?
Personally, I'd love to see Johnny Cartwright be our coach. Obviously, he's been assistant under Baz for the last 3 years. I think he's got a great resume. He's played for his country, played Origin. He's been a head coach before, that sort of thing, and we see how, you know, hard he works, and I think he's got a great footy mind, so I'd love to see him sort of take over. He sort of knows the culture of the club and that sort of thing, so I think it could be an easy transition.
Daly, you've been through this a number of times. Des left, Tuve's left, and now Baz. Has it got to a point where things need to be cleared up at a higher level, not just with the coaching situation? We've seen with other clubs, the Parramatta have been through decades of political drama off the field. Is Manly getting to a point where it needs to sort its own stuff out before it worries about the football team?
Yeah, look, I don't know, because probably am in the dark around what's going on. But look, as I mentioned before, what's going on at management level, you know, I've really got to try not to concern myself with it, because it's just not my job. But look, if we're a club that doesn't feel as though we can be better in every aspect, then that's the problem. So just as a playing group is thinking about how poorly we performed this year and what we can do better for next year, you know, I can only hope that the rest of the club's doing that as well. And if we all have that mindset to get better, we've got no doubt that we're going to quickly get out of this mess, and things will be back to where they belong and Manly playing finals footy.
Do you have players come to you as the captain? Do the younger guys come to you and say, what's happening? How do we get out of
it? Yeah, of course. Certainly have, you know, we've got a lot of people that care at the club, in particular in the playing group. So people do care and people do want to know what's going on. And, yeah, I guess sometimes it is a little bit hard, you know, to talk about things positively because of the year that we've just had. But at the end of the day, this club is far bigger than any one player or any one person. And it's been through its fair share of crap over the years, and well before my time as well. So one thing that's always rang true is Manly's always come through the other side. So I know things are going to get better quickly and soon, but as for the timeline on when that's going to happen, I think that's obviously just the biggest question on everyone's mind at the moment.
Have you ever regretted the decision, Daly, to stay on? Obviously, you had a deal at the Titans and you stayed, and well documented that you stayed. Any regrets since that you may have made the wrong decision?
No, I haven't. And I actually said that once before. I've got no regrets about it. And people sort of, in particular the Titans, sort of turn their nose up at, you know, it's just sort of like, why would you not regret what you did? And, you know, until people truly understand the position I'm in and how lucky I am to have such long-term job security in a sport that's so volatile, they'll never quite understand how happy I am and the luxury I have to be able to set up my family for a very long time. So I am very lucky that the club has invested so heavily into me, but I'm doing my absolute best every game and every season to try and repay them, and I hope that the fans and supporters out there can see that as well.
Jakey, when you signed that deal, what were you doing? You were just as an intern at Manly, weren't you? Just helping out, putting up media posts and everything.
Back there in 2014 with old Tim Ashworth over there, he was my boss, and your brother actually was working there at the Eagles. I might have wrote the article that he was saying.
What were your thoughts about it at the time? Wouldn't mind some of that one day.
No, I was stoked. I honestly remember, because I think at the time Kieran Foran was leaving and Daly, and you know, I'm a bit of a warrior at that time, and I was thinking, oh, what is happening? Like, we're losing both our halves. And then when he was staying, it was was exciting. It was exciting for the club, but also the area. And everyone was so happy. What a quality player we've got such a long time, to be leading us out there. And it was awesome news.
It feels like you've been around a long time, but obviously you've only been around a couple of years. What was it like coming into the first grade squad, and sort of your perception of Daly and the guys, and how did that change when you eventually made your debut?
Oh, it was awesome coming in. Everyone was so welcoming, and they were such a quality roster and all such quality players. So to come in and get to train alongside them and get to eventually play with them was awesome. I learned so much along the way, and it was truly such a great experience. I grew up watching a lot of them, and then to get to play alongside them was so good.
When that new crop came in, Jake and Tom and a lot of these young guys, how did that sort of, obviously well document what happened with you and the older guys, did you sort of start to feel things were progressing and you felt more comfortable at the club when guys like Jake and that coming through?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the experiences that I had through my first couple of years of first grade and, the sort of dramas that we had amongst our playing group and, a big part of that was the changing of the guard and the presence of myself and Kieran and a couple of other younger guys. So, I'm glad those things are well behind us, and a lot of those relationships have been mended, which is great. But I know, learning from those times myself, that I always wanted to be welcoming. I never wanted to worry about other people's business in regards to what they're getting paid, how long they're at the club. I mean, I'll certainly go out of my way if someone's off contract and try and ask them to stay. I guess that's a part of every club, and you want to keep the best people and the best players. So I'm always going to try and be accommodating in that regard, and understanding that I've always made sure that I've cared about myself and what's best for my family. I'd never ever begrudge anyone else doing that, and certainly with the changing over at Manly with the young crop we've got now, it's really hard not to be excited. We've got so much potential in our playing group, and if we can stick a little core group together for the next couple of years, things are going to go up pretty quickly on the playing field.
Was it that unrest, mate, that almost drove you away? Is that why you contemplated even leaving Manly?
It was a part of it. But there was never one key factor that made me want to leave Manly. And to be fair, even as tarnished as some of the relationships were at the time, I was still happy to see it out and sit through it just to be at the club. So there was a lot of things going on back then, and there's a lot of decisions that have to be made when you are looking at your new contract and then your next contract. So I had enough time to make a decision, not based on too much emotion, but sort of what was best for me long term. And so there was plenty of things that went into it, but overall, I really didn't want to leave the club, and that sort of rang true in the end there when I decided to come back.
Could you see it, Jake, when you came into first grade, the clear disconnect between some and others?
Oh, I think I was a bit oblivious. I was just really happy to be there. I was mates with everyone, just stoked to be there each day. So, I didn't really see too much of it. Obviously, it's sort of well documented, and it's probably hard on a few people, but yeah, maybe I was just young and oblivious, eh? Just really happy to be there. Didn't really see it that much, eh?
You can't say you're young and oblivious this year, though. There was some drama off field as well. How was that for you? Because you're obviously now a senior player at the squad. How do you deal with that when there is certain issues lingering amongst players?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't really know how to deal with it. Eh? It's really hard. Like at times it's frustrating, and then on the field it was we weren't playing well, and it was a tough old year. At times it was. We have really frustrating and some really hard weeks there, but I think you just got to get back to training really hard and just putting your best foot forward each week and try and turn it around on the field, because that's when everyone's their happiest.
Daly, are you sick of sort of answering questions about you and not just your past, but everyone's always asking about your personality and have you changed and all these questions? Is it frustrating, or how does it make you feel?
I don't mind, to be honest, because at the end of the day, I know who I am and I know who my friends are, and that's what's really important, mate. I mean, we're not going to make everyone happy in this game and in life in general. Like, you can't find me anyone in this world that just gets along with everyone. And while I've certainly never ever had an intention to rock a boat or something like that, I've just, things happen. I mean, we're in a squad of 30 blokes and some people just don't get on. And probably the fact is that I'm high up profile. Is the fact that there's more scrutiny over what I do. So I understand that comes with the territory, but, I'm more than happy with the person I am and the person I'm trying to be and the footballer I'm trying to be. You know, I'm pretty focused and pretty determined sort of person, and very rarely have I lost sight of what I'm trying to achieve in life, and in particular in rugby league, which is a big part of my life. So, you know, I'll keep staying true to myself and my friends, and, you know, when all's said and done, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have no regrets.
The events that unfolded in Gladstone, are embarrassing, regretful, or just part of what happens in a football team sometimes?
I genuinely believe that's what happens sometimes. No one's perfect. I mean, I'm not perfect. I know sometimes people try and paint a picture that I'm perfect, and it's not the case. I'm human, I make mistakes, and, you know, internally I took ownership of that sort of stuff and tried to move on, but unfortunately, as Jake sort of mentioned, when you're losing games, it's hard to move on from things. They just sort of hang around, and winning fixes so much. And for us this year, winning would have been that great tool for us to move past issues. But unfortunately, we kept losing, and off the back of that, things just continued to hang around. And it only gets worse when the media starts to get hold of things, and they can sometimes make it seem a little bit worse than what it actually is. So it was a combination of all of the above, but certainly a great learning year for myself. It's been tough, but I certainly have got a lot out of it.
Jake, you say he's the king of Manly, right?
where's this going?
I just want to know what sort of things you see to suggest that some sort of that he's the king of Manly.
You know how he got mobbed today? That's like what happens when he walks down the Corso. People come from everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was actually quite incredible, because you're in a bus with David Clemmer, Aaron Woods, Nick Kotrick and Jake, but all they wanted to do was just take photos with you, mate.
Danny Cherry Evan.
Cherry Evan. They're a big fan here in PG.
They are. There's not too many Caucasian fellas with white hair, and I certainly stick out a bit more than some, but look, it's absolutely fanatical up here. It's crazy. They genuinely have rugby league as a religion, and it's so cool to be a part of it up here. I'm glad that I'm going to be able to look back on this time and have ticked this off in my rugby league career.
I saw your shirt off, mate. Didn't take you long to get the shirt off. I noticed that on your back, massive cross tattoo. Are you a religious man?
I'm not. I have a few tattoos underneath. I keep them covered up, so, you know, as I alluded to before, I'm not perfect.
Trying to show his premiership tattoo off.
He's reminding you don't have one yet.
Never. I never brag about anything.
I've never heard about his premiership before.
It's funny because you obviously come to these trips, and a lot of these young guys don't, they're obviously not as well known in Australia, but they get swarmed here. It's sort of, how's rugby league changed your life since when nobody knew you to now, and both of you obviously well recognised back home? Has it changed the way you have to live life?
100%. It certainly had a big impact on my life. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without rugby league. I don't even know what job career I'd have without rugby league. I'm certainly threw all my eggs into one basket when it comes to life and life skills. It's rugby league for me, and I'm so grateful of where I'm at, and that's why I feel like I have to make sure that I'm determined and make sure that I do stay focused on what I'm trying to achieve, because it's a great game and it can go past so quickly, and you often see people sort of talk about their regrets they had and what they should have done more and all that sort of stuff. So I just want to give it everything I got and experience as much as I can during this game, and it's certainly changed my life, for better and for worse, I guess, sometimes. I mean, I like to think I've taken everything in my stride, but, certainly my family probably been most affected, and they've been super strong to hang in there sometimes, in particular when people do talk poorly about me and the character that they believe that I am, and, more often than not, my family strongly disagree, so it's hardest on them. I'm a pretty resilient bloke. It's going to take a lot to rattle me, but probably the family is the part that's affected most. But again, I don't think I could swap it for anything because of how lucky I am and how fortunate I am.
Yeah. But Jake, obviously family's massive to you. They obviously adore you enough to kick you into a pond at a golf course. So that's obviously, it's good to know. But obviously you'd be a professional golfer, right? You're telling everyone how good you are lately and you know, playing off scratch at the moment, it's quite an achievement.
I wish I was playing off scratch. The way I'm playing, I would not be a professional golfer. I'd love to be, don't get me wrong. But some of the, oh, I've been terrible lately. Terrible.
Can you talk me through what happened with your brother? Because it was pretty embarrassing, mate. Like, you'd sort of hang in there and all of a sudden you've gone into the water and he's younger than
you. Is it true? So for anyone who hasn't seen it, that's, he gets kicked into a golf pond. But is it true that you weren't even fetching your own ball?
No, I was, my little brother Ben, right? Smart ass Ben, he is, right? He's hit the ball in a good golf ball, like the best hunting pro V, right? It's in the water, and my mate, go get it, and he wasn't getting it. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this ball back, because they're bloody good balls.
Jake's a tired ass.
No, they're good golf balls, mate. It's out, it's tight. I've come from you. They're good golf balls, right? So I'm getting it back, and then, oh, I think he's told Tom I'm going to kick him. So Tom's got the phone out, and then bang. Is that embarrassing, mate? And it stunk. The whole Christmas day, it was Christmas morning, the whole Christmas day, mate. I went straight to the beach, tried to wash it off. Oh, it's terrible, mate.
Did you get him back? What sort of big brother are you?
I haven't got him back, eh? I don't know. It was funny. At first, I was so angry, but then I seen the video, and it was actually, like, pretty funny, like, seeing the funny side of it. But, I've got to get him back, eh? I've got to work on something, I think.
It's pretty embarrassing, mate. What was the reaction when you guys saw it?
Oh, I could not stop laughing. I mean, anyone who knows Jake and knows, like, the conservative man he is, to be kicked into a golf pond, it's gold. It's absolute gold.
And he's too fast, so I can't catch him. He's quick. And
Hopefully one day he plays and comes up into the top level of training.
Oh, bash him at training, yeah.
And then I reckon Jake will get him in front of the boys somehow.
Well, you're always talking him down, mate. You don't want to build him up. Every time we mention your brother, he's getting along. Why are you so afraid to talk your brother up? Because apparently he's a gun.
Oh, he's only young, you know. It's hard. Like, when they're that age, he's only 17, you know. He's still playing SG ball. Like, he's a long way off, and sort of people say, it's nice, people say good things, but sometimes can be a bit over the top, I reckon. You know, he's got a long way to go, and A lot to learn, but, you know, hopefully one day, obviously he'd love to play there, he really likes playing footy and that, so, yeah, maybe one day it'd be pretty cool.
Tom just thinks you're jealous because he got all the attention coming through and you didn't have it, so you want the same thing for Ben.
Please.
That's what he said.
Tom's kidding himself, mate.
Well, boys, thanks very much for joining us. Good luck with the Kangaroos over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully you'll have a coach when you get back, so I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Thank you.